Welcome to Friend of Maryland. My name is Kat Pause, and this is a fat-friendly space. Today on Friend of Maryland, I share day one of the program from the upcoming conference, Fat Studies Reflective Intersections. I chat with Jen Leva about her new Tumblr, But What About Your Health? And I spotlight a blog from the Big Fat Blog by Big Fat Liberty. On July 12th, I'm hosting Fat Studies Reflective Intersections, a fat studies conference at Massey University on the Wellington campus in New Zealand. I'm really excited about this conference and eager to reconnect with many of the fat academics and activists that I've had the pleasure of meeting throughout the years. It's two full days of Fatlicious programming. I'm going to share with you some of it. So Thursday morning kicks off with a panel. We've got Jackie White presenting Fat Bodies Politic, Neoliberalism, Biopower, and the Obesity Epidemic, Jamie Burford with Queering Fat Pride, and Grace Miller with We Must Despise the Bodies of Poor People to Save Them, Fat Hatred and the Left in the Time of the Obesity Epidemic. After morning tea, Robin Longhurst is presenting her work on queering body size, opening up space for difference. Robin is a fat studies geographer at Waikato University. After lunch, we have another panel, Christy Parker talking about the Gendering of Obesity Panic, a prospective international research investigation, and Meredith Nash sharing her work on Shapes of Motherhood, exploring embodied experience of fatness and pregnancy through photographs. Another panel follows, focusing on fatness in the classroom. Patty Watkins shares Teaching Fat Studies, Intersections with Behavioral and Health Sciences. And Leah Watson from the Parsons New School of Design shares Occupying Space, Making Room for Fatness in Art and Design Studies. The first day closes with the keynote address from Samantha Murray. Sam's title is really exciting. Check it out. Fat Lived Ambiguities, Fat Political Selves, and Weight Loss Surgery. That is definitely going to be an amazing first day. If you can't make it to New Zealand, you should consider registering as an online delegate. Online delegation costs $50 New Zealand, which is approximately $40 US, $37 in British pounds. And it allows you access to recordings of all of the papers, panels, and presentations across the 2 days. It also gets you a really cool program. Go to the conference website by typing in fs2012.massey.ac.nz. You can also find information on the Friend of Maryland Facebook page, Friend of Maryland Tumblr. Today is Jen Leva, a fat activist who writes Fat in the Ivy and a recent graduate of Columbia University. Jen, thanks so much for coming back on Friend of Maryland.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You know, this is your third time on, which means that you're now tied with Marilyn Wan as most times on the show.
Oh my goodness, this is crazy.
Good company to keep, eh?
Yes, indeed.
So I was excited to get you back on the show because I wanted you to talk about your new Tumblr, But What About Your Health? Because it's just awesome and it's so much fun. So first of all, for people who don't know, how would you explain what this new Tumblr is?
Oh, first of all, thank you. I like compliments. So as a fat activist who spends some time on the internet, on Tumblr there's this cute little feature where you can ask people questions. Most of the time it's pretty great. We can like send feedback or like, oh my God, I love you, you're so amazing. Or you can ask questions if someone posts something and you're like, wait, I have a question. Like, you mentioned something about fat activism. Like, do you have any books about that? And it's a really great feature. But part of it is that it can be anonymous. So when anything's anonymous on the internet, it tends to get vicious. And being a fat lady on the internet, who has this little feature on Tumblr turned on, I've been known to get some pretty vicious hate mail. Some of it's just like, you're a dumb cunt. And I'm just like, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Next.
I didn't know, but like, I'm going to put that on my resume. Mm. But I get a lot of it that's like, but what about your health? And they ask all these questions. It's like, oh, like, I totally get what you're trying to do. Men need more self-esteem and like body image stuff. But like, aren't you concerned that you're going to get diabetes, heart disease, cancer?
Yeah.
And I have both an academic interest and an activist interest in, like, what health means as a social construct, as how we use it, how we pay for it, how it's delivered, how it's political, what it means to different people, to different groups. But I also have this way that's, like, fuck you. This is, like, what I'm doing is about health, and you're not the first person to ask you about health.
Mm.
Furthermore, I get about one of these a week.
Yeah.
And I get about one of these a week. It's kind of the norm. And I know I'm not the only person who gets them, too, because when I've talked to other people who run fat activists or, like, body-positive tumblers, they get the same thing.
Mm.
And it's interesting that the fatter you are, the more they worry about your health.
Yeah. Well, because we know that size is a direct, you know, predictor of health, of course.
Yeah, it's a one-to-one linear causation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The bigger you are, the poorer your health.
I'm actually surprised some of my friends aren't dead yet because they're pretty fat.
I know. Well, me, I'm like huge, and I'm obviously about to keel over any minute now.
Exactly. That's exactly how this works. So normally, and when it comes to internet trolling, I kind of just ignore it or like tell one of my friends if they're like particularly hilarious. But I feel like I've felt that when I don't talk about it publicly, it's kind of like a burden I have to carry, and I don't get to, like, release that.
Right.
But I also don't want to, like, every single one of these times, like, invest 40 minutes of my time, like, writing an essay explaining, like, well, health is an interesting social construct. And if we go back to this state, and, like, look how it's influenced by, like, capitalist norms, and, like, our understanding of health has been changed by health industries, and, like, It's, like, that's not my job, and that's also not really what you care about. So I decided to create a little Tumblr where I get all these questions, and instead of answering them, I just post a video of me eating cake or ice cream or pizza. I have one with a giant cinnamon roll that's covered in chocolate, like, something decadent and considered, like, junk foody. Because I think part of it is that people just don't like the idea of fat people eating food, let alone, like, food that's considered enjoyable or decadent or rich.
Well, I think one of the things that I loved so much the first time that I saw it, and I gave a little chuckle and thought about how much I adored you, is that every now and then on my Tumblr, and I have to admit, I'm one of those kind of cowards who I've got the anon part turned off. So people can ask me questions, but like they can't do it anonymously.
You're not a coward. I think you're smarter than
I am. Yeah. So I every now and then on my dash, like, you know, a picture of a fat person eating, often like Juicy Jacqueline, you know, will kind of pop up. And, you know, it's obviously this really awesome kind of subversive, like, fuck you kind of thing of, you know, I'm gonna eat what I want, and maybe I eat like this all the time, maybe I never eat like this. You know what? None of it's your business. To drive you a little bit crazier, because you're obviously already crazy, I'm going to post a picture of myself eating. And so I love that you've created a Tumblr that's nothing but that.
Yeah. Basically.
Oh, it's just awesome. And I think that, you know, it's interesting because you mentioned that you think a lot of this is that, you know, people just don't like the idea of fat people eating, and especially they don't like the idea of them, like, eating foods that are unhealthy. You know, and of course, so much of it is about, you know, confirmation bias, in the sense of, you know, if there's a fat person and a non-fat person both in McDonald's, that fat person eating McDonald's is going to get, you know, everyone in the room is going to notice them, and it's going to just reinforce to them all the negative stereotypes they hold about fat people. And it's not even going to occur to them that they, as a non-fat person, are sitting there eating the exact same food.
Exactly. You're engaging in these exact same behaviors. Furthermore, like, I don't know. Apple pies from McDonald's are kind of delicious. So
yeah, well, and of course,
if you want to eat one every now and then, like, I don't care. It's none of my business.
Well,
enjoy,
and
please.
Yeah. And as Reagan Chastain talks about, like, you know, you are the boss of your own underpants. So if it's not your health, it's not your business. And And of course, there's been a lot of, you know, kind of unpacking that's been done, especially in feminist circles, about the idea of, you know, it's not just about like fat people eating, but it's, and especially with fat women, but it's about like taking pleasure in something, taking pleasure in your body, like all of these absolutely horrifying ideas, you know, that women would do things that they enjoy and take pleasure in doing, and especially if they
the
relate
horror.
To their body. I mean, absolutely, the horror. So are you, is it just you eating food? Like, do you want other people to send you pics of them eating food as well, or videos of eating food as well?
Yes. Currently I've got Kyla the Great involved as well,
because nice.
She's complained about getting terrible messages like this. It's like, my favorite is like, you're promoting obesity. And it's
oh,
like, yes,
right.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yes, that's my favorite, the glorifying obesity. I get that a lot when I do media. Like, they're always like, aren't you worried that you're glorifying obesity? And I, every time I have to keep myself from rolling my eyes. And I have to give them, like, the appropriate, you know, serious answer. But
yes. Yeah, when you're on TV, you have to give that serious answer. But when I'm on Tumblr, I'm on, like, circles that already get it.
Yeah.
So I can just roll my eyes.
Which
and eat
is just awesome.
Some donut or whatever I want to do. But yes, it's supposed to be a group project. Part of it was that I think there's a lot of, like, stress and frustration being on, like, being a fatty on the internet.
Right.
And I know I'm not the only one who gets these messages. I know they're kind of, like, pretty much everywhere. And it's frustrating to get them and, like, not be able to do anything with them, because you don't want to feed the trolls. So I thought this would be a fun way for other people who get similar messages to, like, be able to respond to them, and also just to catalog them, because there's the recent, like, campaigns, especially with, like, Feminist Frequency.
Yes.
Was about something with just, like, how terrible trolling is on the internet. And part of it, I think people don't believe us because we don't respond to so much of it.
Right.
And so much of it is just private. So much of it is just, like, me getting an email that's like, you're a dumb cunt. And I'm just like, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
And there's no way to really, like, fight it legally, with, like, small exceptions of, like, actual harassment. But even then, that's not been tried.
Right.
But instead, you just kind of, like, walk around with this all day long. And it's not cataloged. And it's not done anything with. So I was hoping that other people who do get these health trolls, concern trolling, as it's known.
Oh, yes. I'm just worried about your health. Yes, yes.
Yeah. I'm just like, no, you're not. Like, it's also that I think it's a little bit insulting, because I have done a lot of academic work around, like, what is health, and kind of, like, dismantling it and taking it on from, like, a feminist critical disability studies lens. And then for you to come on here and be like, oh, you're so unhealthy. I'm just like, what does health mean? Why do you think that you know what's going on with my body and, like, what makes me happy and what are my goals are? Or not even goals, just, like, how I exist is part of your business, and let alone that you know better than I do.
Yep. Well, it's a great project, and I'm really glad that there are people like you out there in the world. And for the people that are listening that haven't actually checked it out yet, how do they go about finding this?
It's www.butwhataboutyourhealth.tumblr.com. And you'll get to see some YouTube videos of me eating food along with Kyla the Great eating other food.
Excellent. Well, Jen, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I will look forward to the next time we get you on to talk about other fun things that you're doing.
Sounds like fun.
Spotlight today is a piece from the Big Fat blog. The piece is entitled, Dear Fat Person, You're Not Welcome. It was published on May 26, 2012 by Big Liberty. Quote, Dear Fat Person, You're not welcome to have this job, though you're the most qualified applicant we've seen. Calories in, calories out is so simple and so obviously true. You being fat means you're stupid and lazy, despite your qualifications and experience. What will we do if we have to fly you places? Pay double? We also can't afford someone like you on the company insurance plan. I mean, you've got to be pretty unhealthy being so big, right? But we'd be happy to have you as long as you sign a contract to be part of our voluntary Biggest Loser program. Dear fat person, you're not welcome at the reunion. Don't you realize fatness means you failed, regardless of what you've accomplished since high school or college? I mean, look at your old best friend. She's still super hot. What, you won a Pulitzer? Neat. Whatever. Isn't your friend hot? Dear fat person, you're not welcome in this fertility clinic. Don't you realize people like you shouldn't get pregnant? That you're putting your baby at gigantic risk at all stages of its development? You will surely get diabetes and have a huge baby and need a C-section, and later you'll overfeed your child and let it watch TV all day. People like you are ruining the next generation. However, we will sterilize you. Dear fat person, you're not welcome to respond to my online dating profile. What made you think I'd be okay with dating a fat person? You need to make your profile all about how you're fat. Otherwise, it's false advertising, baby. You're just trying to trick awesome people like moi into dating you. Like that would ever happen. I'll still have sex with you, though, but only because I'm in a dry spell. You know how it is. Dear fat person, you're not welcome at this audition. It doesn't matter how good your acting, dancing, singing, or modeling is. You're an eyesore. Who wants to look at you jiggling up there, too large, lacking so much grace by virtue of your fat, though your form is impeccable? It's unfair to the other actors and singers, darling. How can you expect them to be able to work with someone of your proportions? You're talented, so I'll make a deal with you. Come back when you've lost some weight and we'll talk. Kisses! Dear fat person, you're not welcome to exist as fat, especially if you want to walk around in public or to comment on the kinds of blogs or articles I like to comment on. What would happen if a workaday troll like me didn't harass you, didn't let you know how unwanted you are? You might get into thinking you're, I don't know, accepted or something. Like you're not some big, ugly problem or that heaven forfend. You have the same right to respect as non-fat folks or dieters. Hey, don't blame me. It's your fault for daring to be fat at us. Dear fat person, you're not welcome to decide how to take care of yourself if that decision doesn't place weight loss first and foremost. I know, I'm a doctor. Dear fat person, you're not welcome in this society, though we expect you to keep making contributions to programs you'll be barred from using and paying taxes for a war against people like yourself. Oh, and I'll appreciate your vote this December. Thanks. End quote. Closing the show is Alana Bridgewater with Fat Bottom Girls.
Hey, Adrian, can you play me like that guitar?